Could this be the latest predictive programming, similar to Event 201 Feet was for the COVID pandemic? As we approach December 31st, you will inevitably hear people across the world celebrating the end of another dreadful year and cheering on the arrival of brighter times in 2024. It can only get better, right? I beseech you, dear readers, not to participate in this fantasy. We should expect and prepare for things to get worse before they get better. The globalists who run the world have told us in the wide open what they have planned, and it's not pretty. The year 2023 was no cakewalk, for sure, but it could very well be the last year in which we enjoyed a semblance of normalcy. There was no pandemic, war broke out, but it didn't come to our shores. Our paper money still buys food for our Christmas table and energy to heat our homes, even if it's more expensive than in previous years. The fact that this worthless fiat paper is still capable of being traded for food, shelter, and other hard assets is a blessing that might not be available to us 1 year from now. You might want to take full advantage of this while you can. With the world's superpowers remaining far apart in terms of how we move forward into a new era marked by artificial intelligence, digital currencies, and total information awareness, i.e. the surveillance state, we should expect that the globalists will succeed in pushing the world closer to full-blown World War III next year. When the powder keg finally blows, that war will come to U.S. soil. We also face the destabilizing effects of another U.S. presidential election in November 2024. Regardless of which way that election goes, I see the globalists exploiting it for more chaos, confusion, and division, an environment in which their Luciferian agenda thrives. The globalist elites have done their best to inform us ahead of time of what to expect. They talk a lot about cyber attacks, not the little ones we hear about daily. No, they're talking about massive ones that will cause widespread panic among the people. In fact, they are fond of using words like catastrophic and apocalypse. See article from January 25, 2023, by Popular Mechanics. Titled "A Catastrophic Mutating Event Will Strike the World in 2 Years," report says. Jeremy Jurgens, the managing director of the World Economic Forum, stated at the WEF's annual summit in January 2023 that a disrupting cyber event would likely take place before 2025. Well, 2023 has come and gone, and we have not seen any debilitating cyber event. If Jurgens' prediction proves accurate, then that would leave 2024 as the year for this horrific event to go down, because it would need to happen before 2025. Klaus Schwab himself, the top dog at the WEF, warned a couple of years ago about a coming major cyber attack that will make COVID look like a small disturbance, shutting down the power grid, which would upend the communications, transportation, banking, and healthcare sectors. We know that something catastrophic needs to happen in order for the globalists to be able to fully implement their plans for a great reset of the world order. It could be an EMP or nuclear war, but a series of major cyber attacks shutting down the banking and communications infrastructure seems like a more likely scenario, because it would allow the globalists to shut down online truth-tellers and use the chaos and confusion to round up their enemies. Then, when their mission is accomplished, they simply turn the infrastructure back on and continue on the road to total dictatorship, minus the annoying truth-tellers like myself and so many others. An EMP attack, on the other hand, would take 10 years or more to recover from and set the globalist surveillance state back decades. We have been warning about the death of the petrodollar for many months, and while the movement in that direction has been very slow, it doesn't mean that it isn't happening. There have been some developments that perhaps keep the normies of the world fast asleep and unaware of where we are heading economically. Take, for example, the US stock market, which has continued on an upward trend in recent months. The price of gold spiked upward for a brief few days last week, then ticked back down. But don't be fooled, the US dollar is doomed. And a huge news story basically ignored by the corporate media and little noticed even by the conservative media took place at the end of November. Wall Street seemed not even to notice. A major global oil producer, the United Arab Emirates, abruptly stopped selling its oil in US dollars. And is joining forces with the BRICS nations of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa to forge ahead into a de-dollarized world. BRICS recently expanded its membership to include the UAE, along with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and Argentina. Argentina rescinded its membership after electing conservative firebrand Javier Milei. What this means is the US will no longer be able to benefit from a situation in which it continuously increases its military budgets and runs massive deficits financed by China, Saudi Arabia, and other sovereign states. In fact, China and Saudi Arabia, two of the biggest financiers of U.S. debt, have already started unloading hundreds of billions of dollars in U.S. treasuries. This marks the beginning of the end for global dollar dominance and, unless the U.S. wins World War III and is able to dictate the terms of the peace, it will mean the end of U.S. geopolitical dominance. Changes of this magnitude in the global economic pecking order do not happen without a fight on the battlefield. That's the real reason why we are heading to World War III. It has nothing to do with Ukraine's or Israel's difficulty in protecting their borders, or even the confrontation between Taiwan and China or mounting tensions between the two Koreas. The fact that all of these flashpoints are showing signs of exploding is simply a symptom, not a cause, of the economic upheaval enveloping the world. Pax Americana, which has ruled the day since the U.S. emerged from World War II as the strongest nation standing, is being unraveled as we speak. As the world shifts from fiat currencies to digital currencies, it remains to be seen who or what will be in control of this new digital system. The fiat paper system was dominated by the United States, but we see myriad countries forming a coalition that believes perhaps the new digitized system should not be so weighted toward the benefit of one Western country and its closest allies. We will only find out which dog in this fight ends up on top after World War III has been fought and we end up with a clear winner and loser, and who knows how long that will take. The plan to upend the world order by ditching the petrodollar could still backfire on the BRICS. But at the moment, things seem to be moving ahead, albeit slowly, in their favor. As noted by the site QTR Fringe Finance, the BRICS nations now control most of the world's nuclear arsenals, oil, precious metals, diamonds and rare earth minerals. It's time to wake up, folks, and take note of what's happening. This transition to local currencies being used in global transactions will bring down the fiat currency known as the petrodollar and usher in a new global order. This is likely the reason why the US and NATO are reacting so aggressively to put down Putin, because in order to preserve what's left of the post-World War II liberal rules-based order, led by the United States, it's paramount that the U.S. separate Russia from the other global power backing BRICS, which is China. As long as China, Russia and the major oil-producing states are allied, there is no future for U.S. hegemony in global affairs. The days of the U.S. browbeating and blackmailing the leaders of nations around the world will be over. Its foreign policy would actually be forced to treat foreign heads of state as equals, rather than vassals. That would mean the end of the U.S. military-industrial complex, which would also bring an end to the endless wars the U.S. military has been forced to fight since the end of World War II. So while it will come with much economic pain, perhaps there will be a silver lining? Of course, the globalists will be seeking to exploit the downfall of American military power for their nefarious purposes. They will attempt to use the pain and suffering brought on by World War III, which may be fought with cyber attacks and/or EMPs as much as tanks and missiles, to further their agenda of transhumanism and digitized control of everything and everyone. But once wars break out and chaos ensues, it's also possible that the globalists could lose control of things. Now is the time to be preparing to ride out the storm, so we can survive what's coming and try to rebuild on the other side. This, of course, assumes that there will be another side. If we truly are living in the last of the last days, then we won't have to worry about any of that. Either way, I caution against being presumptuous. It is possible that this will be the third and last great war, and then the end will come. But it is also possible that we could be hundreds of years away from the moment when the King of Kings splits the skies and appears with the clap of thunder and the shout of an angel to judge the wicked, gather his faithful followers, and set up his kingdom, on earth as it is in heaven. We can pray that it is the latter scenario that awaits us during our lives here on earth, while preparing for the other possibility that maybe, just maybe, some of us were a little off in our eschatology. As the Bible says, in more than one chapter and verse, who can know the mind of God?